Investment flash.
Fiscal pain is suddenly the trade, and equities haven't priced it. That's your weekend edition hook.
Good morning. It's Saturday, August 30th, 2026. The weekend edition. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald.
Tom, your short duration treasury call from yesterday, the mid-duration ETF just hit its 52-week low. Prescient, buddy.
Even a broken clock, Gerald. But I'm ready to be heard again.
That's the spirit. But here's the thing. The long end is barely above its low, and FT Markets and Alphaville are both flagging the same fiscal hit. Rising yields since the US-Iran war have added tens of billions to G7 debt costs.
So fiscal pain is the trade, like the takeaway. In oil up 88% year-to-date, the market is literally pricing supply risk.
Wait, but gold down 4% this week is the hedge? If bonds fail to diversify, gold's the alternative, but it's already 20% below its high.
Sell long-duration treasuries. Sell mid-duration. Buy gold, buy oil. That's the rates play. The mid-duration ETF at a 52-week low means no cushion if the sell-off extends.
And the oil ETF still 16% below its high, so momentum isn't exhausted. I like that one.
But FT's 60/40 obituary is a contrarian marker, Gerald. They declare it dead near bottoms, not tops.
Fair, but the fiscal math is real. And if inflation stays hot, bonds won't diversify. Gold will.
All right, rates group done. Copper next. Anglo and Teck promised $1.4 billion in annual profit from their Chile tie-up, but Glencore's hardball is the sticking point.
Yeah, look, all three miners are up around 40% year-to-date, so that synergy is substantially in the price. Teck is within 1% of its high.
That's why the cleaner expression is the copper ETF, not the single names. CPER is only 3% below its high and captures supply discipline.
Supply discipline plus a demand story. Copper's the pair trade against fast food, but we'll get there.
Tom, you just called a pair trade before lunch. Who are you?
Growth at a reasonable price, buddy. Growth at a reasonable price.
Moving on to nicotine pouches, UK sales are jumping as companies ramp marketing before the ad ban next June.
That's a window. British American Tobacco, Imperial Brands, Philip Morris, all direct beneficiaries.
But the market's priced it unevenly. Imperial is 2% above its 52-week low and down 19% year-to-date, while Philip Morris is up 20%.
That dispersion is the opportunity. Pre-ban momentum isn't priced into the laggards. Imperial and BAT are the value plays.
Only Gerald could turn nicotine pouches into a value screen.
It's a gift.
Now, the most original take of the day. FT says Trump deportations are a demand shock for U.S. fast food, not just labor. Same-store sales rely on population growth.
Wait, so McDonald's, Yum! Restaurant brands lose customers, not just workers? That's a macro-to-menu line I hadn't seen.
McDonald's is already down 12% year-to-date, and 2% above its 52-week low. So the bear case is crowded there. But restaurant brands is up 15% into the headwind.
Exactly. The divergence means the sell signal is stronger for Yum! And restaurant brands than McDonald's. The market hasn't priced the demand drag in those names.
But could deportations also reduce labor supply, raising wages and costs? The net effect isn't just demand.
No, but that's exactly my point. FT is saying the demand side is the overlooked channel. That's the original insight.
And as always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking through the tape.
Indian banks next. HDFC Bank CEO is stepping down after the chair left over ethical differences. Two leadership exits in India's largest private bank.
Governance cloud, not just personnel. HDFC is down 36% year-to-date, but only 3% above its 52-week low. Much is priced, but the story isn't over.
So the relative value play is ICICI Bank, down 0.4% year-to-date, and 10% below high. That's the rotation.
Wait, I'm agreeing with Gerald on a bank play? That's a first.
Mark the calendar.
Crypto versus Swift. Executives are split on whether blockchain payments make Swift obsolete or get absorbed. Coinbase is down 24% year-to-date and 56% below its high.
Yeah, but Swift has 11,000 institutions. That's entrenched, not a bug. Until a stablecoin partnership picks a winner, this is a watch, not a conviction.
And the blockchain win scenario is deeply discounted in Coinbase. But that's because it's not the base case. Watch the next partnership, as the Digest says.
If stablecoins win, Coinbase is a 56% discount on the biggest shift in payments since Visa.
Tom, every crypto story is the biggest shift since something. I've been hearing that for a decade.
Tokenized asset utilization is close to 20% after adjusting for never mobile assets, according to Katana's Matthew Fisher. That's way above reported data.
Adjusted numbers doing the work, buddy. I like the blockchain equities ETF, but the key risk is the adjustment itself.
If that data proves durable, Ondo Finance is the tokenized treasury bellwether. Buy the broad blockchain ETF and the treasury proxy.
So we finally agree on a crypto-adjacent buy? Gerald!
I'll take the broad ETF, not the token. Less drama.
Mark Holbert says the blistering pace of earnings growth won't last. S&P 500 is up 12.6% year-to-date and 1% below its high. NASDAQ 100 up 16.8% at over 30 times trailing earnings.
But earnings growth is real. The market is pricing continuation, not a stall. Why fight the tape?
Because if the earnings slope flattens, the most expensive growth names absorb the hit first. That's the NASDAQ 100, not the S&P.
And the gap between bonds and equities is the real story. Bonds are pricing fiscal pain. Equities are pricing glide. One of them is wrong.
Exactly.
That's the gap.
Right. And the bond market is already there.
But the bear case is also clear. IEF at the low means the worst is already priced. Crowded shorts into any dovish print or de-escalation would unwind violently.
And the 60-40 obituary, it's a contrarian marker. It usually appears near bottoms in treasury sentiment, not tops.
Yeah, but if the next refunding auction shows real money demand, the short duration trade fails fast. Watch the SOFR futures curve into the next payroll print. And notice what's missing. No one is talking about Asian central banks, despite dollar strength, and no credit spread story to reconcile macro strain. Silence there is louder than crypto noise.
So the cleanest expression is copper over consumer-sensitive equities. CPER up 13% year-to-date against McDonald's down 12.6. That's the pair.
Supply discipline in copper, shrinking fast food demand. Prefer that to guessing the bond short.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back Monday's London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time. Have a great rest of the weekend, everyone.